Miranda is on the phone to do a second date update, and if you missed the first part, Miranda likes the bad boys. Or at least one bad boy. But we don't know how bad he is. She went out with a dude named Will to the movies. After the movie, he was driving her home. They ended up parking near her house and making out for a while, and then cops knocked on the window because they thought they might be doing something else in the car. Anyway, long story short, they ended up running their IDs. She was cool because she doesn't have any warrants or hasn't broken the law. But her date, Will, ended up actually getting arrested. And she ended up walking home, and she hasn't spoken with him since. So we're about to get him on the phone. Well, see if we can get him on the phone. And then find out why he's not calling her back. And hopefully find out why he got arrested. I really want to know that. All right, Miranda, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Are you sure you want to do this? Because you're like, well, maybe it's just speeding tickets. Or he's a serial killer. I feel like if that's even an option, you should just move on.
I know, but he's like the first guy that I've connected to in a long, long time. And I just want to know what happened.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if he picks up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, I was looking for Will.
Yeah, this is Will.
Will, how you doing, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who's this?
Jubal. From Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Not much. I'm calling you today because we actually had one of our listeners email us about you.
Okay.
Her name is Miranda.
Oh.
All right. We do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So Miranda emailed us saying that she'd really like to go out with you again, but you haven't answered any of her phone calls or texts, and she was trying to figure out why.
Yeah, that was it's kind of a tough experience, so yeah, I just haven't called her back.
But
she told us about your date, but I kind of want to hear from your perspective. Did you like your time with Miranda?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But I mean, did she tell you about the whole date?
She did. And again, I want to hear it from your perspective, though.
I mean,
she told us about the movies, and then she told us about how you guys were, you know, parked in the car making out, and then she told us about how the police showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really want me to talk about this on the radio? The cops showed up. It was kind of rough.
Yeah. But you're on the phone with us now, so you're not locked up. It can't be that bad.
Well, I don't know how comfortable I feel like sharing everything. I mean, I thought Miranda was a really cool girl, and I thought we had a great time.
Yeah, and she said she had a great time as well, but she's just, obviously, if you get arrested on a first date, somebody's going to have questions.
Yeah.
And can you even imagine that she would even want to go out with you again? Like, if you went out with a girl and she got arrested, you probably wouldn't call her back. Like, she's obviously a forgiving person.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that she called you guys or emailed you guys, because they literally took me away in cuffs. So
yeah.
I'm kind of shocked, but I think we really like got along, and there was chemistry for sure, like more than any girl I've had in a long, long time. I haven't really been dating much, but...
I mean, you're answering the phone now, and she's tried to reach out to you. Why not just call her back if you liked her so much?
Because there's more to it. Like, I made a bad mistake a while ago, and I'm still paying for it. And regardless of how much I like Miranda and how good of our date went, like, it's not going to go well, because I'm going to have to pay for the mistakes I've made, and it's all coming back on me now. So just so she knows, I don't know if you're going to get back to her or anything, but like, it's not like I did anything horrible. Like, there's no, like, nobody got hurt. Nobody got, you know, hit or anything like that.
Hit?
Do you mean hit like physically, or like you're a mobster and you're talking about like, you know,
ooh,
you put
I
a
like
hit
that.
On somebody?
No, meaning like punched or any, like there was no violence. It was a stupid thing that I did that like nobody got hurt at, like victimless. That's the word.
But why don't, why don't you just tell her? Like, she's obviously a forgiving person. She had put serial killer as one of the options that you got arrested for. Like,
if no one got hurt, right, then shouldn't be a big deal.
Obviously, I'm not a serial killer. I'm, you know, I'm out right now, but I'm going to have to go away for a while. So, like, the idea of dating someone or, you know, that's just not going to happen for me. Like, next year or so, two maybe,
what?
It's not going to be a thing. Like, I can't, it's not even a possibility.
Okay, there's no way you can tell us what you did?
Come on, can we guess?
You guys, this is not a game. This is serious. Like, I don't want to share what I did. It was stupid. I was an idiot.
If you won't share it with us, will you share it with Miranda? Because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh! Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Miranda, you still there?
Hi, Will.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
I can't believe this. Hi. I'm... Miranda, I'm so sorry, because I thought you and I had like an amazing time together, and I thought we had chemistry, and it was just horrible luck and stupidity on my part.
Well, people mess up. They make mistakes all the time, and it seems like it's not like you murdered somebody.
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. No one got hurt. Like,
I just feel like I've waited so long to meet somebody, and we had such a great connection. So if you messed up, I mean, that happens. I just feel like if you just tell us what happened, what you did, you know, I can look beyond that.
I was trying to take advantage of a monetary situation I thought was going to go the right way, and it didn't. It went bad. And
did you always know that you were making an illegal decision when you were doing it?
You know, when it started off, it seemed like no one's going to know and no one's going to get caught. It was like an innocent thing that like no one's going to miss this. And I was wrong. I was an idiot. But I mean, Miranda, like, just so you know, I got to go away for at least 18 months. I'm not going to be able to date anyone. That's why I didn't call you, because I'm so embarrassed that there's just nothing I can do about this.
When you say you can't date anyone else, I mean, no, I don't want you dating anyone else. I want you dating me.
Whoa.
I don't think that's what you meant.
Are you serious?
You can tell from a first date.
Wait.
So even though Will has to go to jail for at least 18 months, you still want to date him?
I've waited this long, and I really have not had a connection this strong with anyone. I can look past this.
So you're trying to make it
But you
official?
Don't even really know fully what Will did.
Well, nobody was hurt. There weren't bodies lying anywhere. So I feel like
that's what he says.
Good standards.
I mean, you believe in a guy who got arrested on your first date and never called you. Like,
I mean, I don't think you understand how bad it is dating right now.
Apparently.
I don't think I do.
Well, what do you think about all that?
Miranda, I'm blown away. Like, I think you and I had such a great connection. I just can't believe that. I mean, I'm so happy that you feel that way, because I promise you, I wasn't a bad guy, and I will tell you, like, eventually what I did, and you won't think it's that big of a deal, but I can't ask you to wait for me when I'm behind bars.
Yeah.
Well, it's my life. It's not like you can tell me who I can fall in love with. It's, I'll wait for you.
Wow.
Hey, Will, when do you have to report?
13 days.
13 days. Okay. Well, between now and 13 days, would you like to go on a second date with Miranda? We will pay for it.
I would love it. It would be the greatest thing ever.
You should probably go on
okay.
one.
Yeah, seriously. You should just date. You should just, like, move in and for the next 13 days.
I'd be happy to do that.
Wow.
So wait, so you like the idea of her waiting for you. You just don't want to ask her to do that.
I could never ask her to do that. But if she feels the same, like, I feel strongly about Miranda, but I couldn't believe that she really, like, felt as strongly about it as me. But she felt the same thing I did.
Yeah.
But I totally understand that if you change your mind in the next 13 days or whenever that you don't want to do this, I totally understand. Like, I wouldn't fault you for walking away from me.
Well, you don't have to say that, because I know I want to be by your side. And you can take that all the way to the bank. I mean, unless you have issues with the bank.
Yeah, you don't really even know what it is. Well, congratulations, Will and Miranda. I guess you guys...
What?
Are going to go out on another date.
That's
and then, Will, you're going to report for your other date that you have coming up. And maybe conjugal visits from now until the next 18 months.
That sounds amazing. I didn't even think that was possible.
Oh, my God.
Guys, thank you so much. Even though I don't know what exactly went down, like, you made it happen. You made the connection happen. So I'm so excited. Thank you.
This is, like, the weirdest start to a love story ever.
I know. And, Will, when you can finally talk about it, will you guys get back to us and let us know?
Seriously.
Well, I mean, depending on what's in the testimony or what's left out of the testimony, I will totally tell you.
All right. Sounds great. We'll talk to you in about 18 months then.
Maybe earlier.
Yeah, depending on behavior.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.